All right, today is Wednesday, September 27th, and stocks crash. I mean, yesterday the Dow had its worst day since March and dropped below the 200-day moving average. So how much lower will stocks fall, and how does this affect our current positions, especially NextEra Energy, NEE, where we got some really bad news today, and the stock is plummeting. So welcome to Coffee with Marcus and Mark. And in this show, we are going to talk to you about what's happening in the markets and how we are trading it. And if this is your first time here, I'm Marcus Heidkotter. This is my head coach, Mark Hodge. And we're real traders who trade live accounts. So we got a lot of experience and we're showing you how we trade these crazy markets. So trust me, we know our stuff and we are not afraid to tell you like it is, especially on days like this, in weeks like this and months like this. So if you're here looking for some honest insights into the world of trading, you are in the right place. And geez, Mark, the Dow yesterday, the worst day since March, and now trading below the 200-day moving average. Are we back slipping into a bear market?
Crazier things have happened, Marcus. I still believe that we've kind of had the perfect storm of somewhat negative news just hit one after another, and it's causing this slide. We'll see if it's just an exaggerated move or a trend to come, but I really think that this will open the door to some buying opportunities with the discount in prices. But hey, fact is, Dow's lower, markets are lower, and the Dow is below its 200-day moving average, like you said.
Yeah, the S&P also, I mean, broke all of the support levels that we had there, the 4,350, then the 4,300 sliced right through it. So it almost seems that next stop, 4,200, where it might be stopped by the 200-day moving average.
Yeah, you see that 200-day, that confluence of potential support there, round number, also a technical level. So we'll see. But gosh, the last couple of days have been a little tricky. And today we were off to a positive start, but all of a sudden we see crude oil moving higher, the two-year yield moving higher, and stocks going negative for the session.
Yeah, let's talk about crude oil, because this is today a jump of 3%. And this, if we go to a daily chart, we see that we are making new highs here in crude oil that we haven't seen since going back to a year ago, pretty much September last year, maybe November last year.
Exactly. And it does look like last year in the fall, there was some potential support around 93 a barrel. We'll see if that ends up having any creating any barrier here to this move higher. But right now, above 93 bucks a barrel again. And that's not helping the picture for equities and inflation.
Yeah, and I mean, you just mentioned it. I mean, looking also at the yields, they're still climbing. So this is where the fear of higher interest rates is right there. That is not really helping stocks. I mean, the 10-year yield now trading above 4.5. I mean, kind of crazy.
It is. It is what it is.
So here's my take on this, right? I mean, we knew that traditionally September would be a bad month, and September did not disappoint. We talked about it yesterday. October is usually a pretty good month, even though we had a few October crashes that happened, but usually October is pretty good. And if we take a look at the yearly performance, I mean, right now the S&P is up 10% year to date. The Dow is up just above 1%, but the Nasdaq is also still up 23% year to date. I honestly believe that this pullback that we have had here in the indices are now allowing the indices to really rally in the fourth quarter.
I believe that that's a strong possibility as well, Marcus. In coaching calls, we talked about the S&P 500 and this move that we saw from May up until mid-July, and it just seemed like it was going to go up, up, and up. And I said, this doesn't go up forever, right? And in fact, even if we finish higher than we were at the middle of July, I believe that going into the end of the year, we were going to see more volatility, which is exactly what we're seeing, and more choppiness, more back and forth. So even if we are able to take out these highs by the end of the year, this pullback, this type of movement to me is to be expected after you have such a big run up. The one thing that is a little bit troubling is just how quick we took out those August lows, right? I still agree with you. I think that with the overall market and how we had such a strong first half, that this pullback, I don't think we're just going to erase all of the gains and go into a bear market and just, you know, have an awful rest of the year. But the quick dip below that August low, it makes it a little less fun.
Yeah. But again, I mean, at the highs, the S&P was up more than 22%. And so yeah. Right now, as we said, we're still nicely up. So I do believe that the S&P has a possibility of finishing the year somewhere between 18 to 20% up for the year. And this would be probably somewhere around the 4,500 level. So 4,500, maybe 4,550. So I expect the S&P 500 by the end of the year to be where we made the highs. When was this? In October, in August. So somewhere around here, this is where I expect the rally to go.
Now, I think it was early September before this pullback, but Bank of America, they even gave a year-end target of 4,600, one of their top analysts there. So I don't know if that's been restated, because it's easy to say, oh, when we're at 4,450, we're going to go up to 4,600. But it'll be interesting to see where analysts decide the year should end up. But I'm with you, Marcus. I think that there's a buying opportunity in October.
Yeah. Again, I believe that we will be around 4,500 by the end of the year. All right. Let's take a look at a few stocks before we take a look at our stocks. One of the stocks being in the headlines is Amazon. So in the FTC finally filed a lawsuit against Amazon for monopoly practices. And I think it was 13 states joining the FTC here. I mean, this was long awaited. It just seemed that they really had to make a case of proving that Amazon artificially kept prices high and were actually forcing sellers to be on their marketplace. And this has been filed yesterday. So Amazon, over the last few days, I mean, as you can see, it almost seems that somebody knew something. But yesterday we were down, what? I can't remember. It was like 2.5%. Today, another 1.2%.
And well, it'll be interesting to see what happens here. You know, the monopoly business is a tricky one, in my opinion, right? Because you don't want to penalize companies for doing things well. But at the same time, it's unfair when you completely control. So I understand how the government wants to break up companies to help the consumer, but I don't know if we'll have to see how this one plays out. I really don't have a take on it yet.
Yeah, I just heard it and really no opinion yet. I mean, just looking today at the heat map, we see it's pretty interesting today. So we have stocks all over the place. I mean, Amazon down, Tesla down. But other than this, it's a mixed bag. We see that the energy sector, with crude oil prices soaring, is doing really well. I mean, just if we zoom in a little bit and see here what everybody is doing, we see it is just bright green. ExxonMobil up 2%. This is COP, ConocoPhillips up 2.8%. Oxy Petroleum 3.75%. Devon Energy 3.5%. So, I mean, oil companies are loving these higher oil prices.
Absolutely. So as expected, oil jumping and oil and gas plays just leading the day. But you're right, everything else pretty much mixed. Even the big names kind of up and down, back and forth, side to side.
I mean, one stock that we can talk about is also Costco. I mean, Costco reported earnings better than expected. And so this is where Costco today up 1.7%.
Yeah, in pre-market, it seemed as though they were going to open, well, they did open lower. They were down a little bit, but you're right, earnings came out better than expected.
Yeah, so good for Costco. All right, let's take a look at our position and see what is happening here. So we have five positions in our account. That is the maximum that we want to see. So therefore, we are not looking for new opportunities, but we got to see what's happening here. CSIQ, I mean, it did look a little bit better earlier today, also yesterday, but right now attacking the 25 level again. So down 0.2% and has broken below the 26 support level. Now it seems that the next level will be the 25 as a line in the sand.
Could be. And it was off to a great start this morning. We'll see where it ends up today. But that 25 level could hold up. Just have to wait and see.
Yeah. And I mean, we had a viewer leaving a comment that I cannot just simply draw an arrow and expect CSIQ what to do. So let me be a little bit more specific. First stop will be 28. We will hit some resistance there. We'll probably pull back a little bit, maybe towards 27. Oops. Let me see if I can remove this quickly. More or less. Then we will go up to 30. There will be another stop. And then it's pretty much going straight up towards 35. Nice. So,
yeah.
Okay. Can remember who you were, viewer? I saw the comment yesterday. You think this a little bit better? And just to make it clear, okay, we need to go up. So that's just the general direction. But this is in more detail how CSIQ will go up.
And for those watching, this is professional trader tip 347. Drawing on the chart will help out your trade.
It definitely will, especially when you draw support lines. Support lines help massively. And the more support lines and the bigger the support line, the stronger the support.
And if all else fails, just tap the bottom of your monitor really, really hard and it will help push the market up.
There we go. NEE, holy cannoli, look at this move today. I mean, right now down 6%. I mean, this is just slicing through all sorts of support and I mean, through all sorts of levels. Probably the next stop around 61, maybe even 60. That was surprising, coming a little bit out of the blue. We didn't expect this one.
Yeah, this is unfortunate. It still could be an absolute overreaction, but the concern here is that they have restated their guidance and it's on the lower end, or it's lower than analysts expected, right?
They said we're basically not expecting any growth until I think it was 2026 or 2027, not quite sure. Anyhow, that's not it. Anytime soon. And this is where traders say, well, then we probably need to correct this PE ratio a little bit, the price to earnings ratio. So this is why right now, I mean, taking a nosedive down 6% today. So overall on this position, we are now down around 10%. So, I mean, it looks more dramatic on the chart than it is. But definitely, especially for NEE, it will take a little bit to climb back up there.
Yeah, and you know, it's interesting because this definitely caught traders off guard. Maybe there was a little bit of a inside seller news coming yesterday with that sell-off, but options have had such low volatility over the last 2 months. It's not like traders were anticipating anything because that would be priced into those options, right? And so premiums were so low. And then you know, something started to happen yesterday with that dip. But again, I think that the investors getting caught off guard is creating a scenario where this could be a little bit of an overreaction, but nonetheless, a pretty big hit for NEE today.
Yeah. All right. PM, Philip Morris. This is kind of more of an expected move that we had yesterday.
Yeah.
So yesterday, Philip Morris paid a dividend of $1.30. So we had the move lower. That here was completely expected. Today, down 0.6%, kind of in line with the market. We sold the 90 put expiring tomorrow. So we'll see. Right now, we are trading at 90.50. I'm not expiring tomorrow. Jeez, they're expiring on Friday. Today is Wednesday. So we will see what happens here. I'm okay getting assigned in Philip Morris, maybe even being in it for a little bit longer. There's a nice dividend yield that could be an added bonus.
Yeah, I mean, we're still above the strike that we've sold. It's trading at 90.49, and I have decided that I'm happy to be an owner at 90. Look at all of that support.
Yeah, and this is where we looked at a little bit longer term. Over the last 2 years, we had really nice support here at 90. I mean, right now the 89 is available, expiring there, but I'm very happy with our choice here.
Yep.
All right, PNC, let's zoom in a little bit again, and there is PNC. So today, hanging in there, I mean, just right now trading around the 122, we still need PNC to move higher, so there will be a little bit of resistance there, a little bit there. Did I hit it more or less? Okay, just making sure that we show PNC exactly what to do. So nothing yet to do, but I'm glad that we are holding above the 120 level here.
Exactly. I'll take this where, you know, if we look at those lows that we had in September and then that really nice rally, we've pulled back about 50%. So just hanging tight here for right now. Now the goal is to see another move to take out those highs.
Yep. And then finally, last on our list, UPS. UPS also today going down with the overall market. I mean, just around the unchanged mark, down minus 0.9%, so not even minus 0.1%. So that's pretty much in line with the market. And we also need to wait here a little bit until we can sell calls. So, I mean, almost feels stuck in five positions, Mark. What do we do? Time to panic, time to sell all of it, pack up and move somewhere else.
Well, no, I mean, this is where we have a long-term perspective with short-term actions, right? So we're trying to generate income with the trades that we're putting on with our creating healthy income portfolio acronym that we introduced yesterday. And we know that there are times when we're in good positions and we're waiting for them to produce, right? So it's just part of trading. And we know that. That's why we are focused on quality stocks to begin with, at strikes that we want to trade. And sometimes this is trading, right? So yeah, it's not fun to watch any E fall, but there's going to be risk, right? If there wasn't any risk, then the returns would be minimal. And we wouldn't have to do the work. We're working for more return.
Right. And I mean, this is where always people say, why don't you just buy index options and hold on to this? Well, if you had done that, then you're probably also looking at some pain recently, because from the highs, we're down around 7.5% in the S&P. And I mean, the buy and hold strategy is definitely a viable strategy. We prefer to be a little bit more active, and we are okay holding these stocks right now in our portfolio. So that's one of the reasons why we're doing this show here for you, to just show you it's not all, oh my gosh, every day you make money as a trader. I mean, there are just some tougher days, some tougher weeks, some tougher months. And we know that right now, September definitely has been a tougher month. And we appreciate you sticking around, watching us, seeing what we do with our positions, how we act to this. And that's what we promised you. I mean, we're real traders. We trade live accounts. And Mark, as I said, it's not always fun. Right now, a little bit less fun, for sure.
And that's okay.
So if you appreciate what we are doing here, we would really appreciate a like from you. If this is your first time here on the channel, I mean, stick around, subscribe so that you see how we work ourselves out of this conundrum that we are in here right now. I mean, we have done this a few times, so don't worry about this. Also, hit the little notification bell, because this way you get notified whenever we go live. All right. Have a great rest of your day, and then we'll see you again tomorrow.
Happy trading, everybody.